各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, everyone.
差不多有半年没有跟大家见过面了。
So about half a year that I haven't seen you guys.
上一期来的时候已经十一月。
Last time I was here was November last year.
这差不多六个月八七个月里面的生活。
About six, 7 months.
对于我来说并不容易。
But to me, it's not easy.
在整个的疫情的过程里面，我从来没有感染过这个病。
During the pandemic, I've never attracted COVID.
直到加拿大政府说疫情应该完了。
Until when the government of Canada announced it's over.
因为一次的探访的原因，我就感染了。
Just in one visit, then I contracted COVID.
还有一个姐妹跟我说
，And then my sister told me,
牧师，你不要那么勤力吧，你休息多一点吧。
Oh, pastor, please slow down. Don't work too hard.
弟兄姐妹不一定需要你天天去找他的。
And brothers and sisters doesn't expect you to visit all the time.
我跟他说，我不是天天去找弟兄姐妹。
And then I answer, well, I didn't go and visit brothers and sisters every day.
那一次是因为那个姐妹已经快要过世了。
And that time is because that sister is going to pass away.
华人也有一句话。
And there's something that I want to say.
生日可以不去。
Birthday, you probably don't need to go.
当一个人要死了，你不能不去。
But if someone is going to pass away, you should go.
就是因为这个原因，在医院里面感染到了。
Because of this, I contracted COVID in the hospital.
看上去是不过是一个很不好的经验。
Well, looking back at this, you can say this is not a good experience.
但是从我的了解
，But from my understanding,
从上帝的话语里面。
From God's words perspective,
给我更深的了解到我跟上帝的亲密的关系有多少。
Reminds me how close am I to God?
特别是当时我正在讲马太福音有关神跟他的子民的交通的体悟。
Especially at that time, I was preaching in the book of Matthew and talking about the relationship between Christians and God.
还记得在那八天里面的高烧的时间 ，high fever 的时间。
And during the 8 days, I have very high fever.
神跟我的关系很亲密。
I felt very close to God.
亲密的程度。
And how close was that?
是多年里面从来没有试过的。
That I haven't felt in many years.
还有更重要的，使我更深的了解上帝的。启示他的心意是怎么样
？And then those few days, I feel more close to God and understand His revelation more.
那么今天你们来教会崇拜
？Today you come to the church to worship.
你是不是同样有这一份心意来到这里
？Do you come here with that same kind of urge?
来到
God's word,
学习认识我们的上帝，他的心。到底上面是怎么样的
？So that you can understand God's heart more.
好，让我们在听主的话之前，让我们一起低头祷告。
So before we listen to the word of the Lord, let's pray.
我们亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你，你带领我们能够依然有生命活在地上。
We thank you because we are still living in the world.
在你的创造的里面
，and in your creation,
让我们。看到你的创造的美丽的同时
，Through the creation, we will see the wonderful, how wonderful you are.
让我们学习怎么样来到跟你同行
，So that we can learn how to walk with you.
在今天，我们学习怎么样在永恒的里面跟你生活
，Today we are going to learn how to live with you in eternity.
我为此献上感谢
，And for this, I give thanks to you.
求你带领，无论是讲的、听的
，And I assume.Regardless of whether the speaker or the audience,
都能够在主你的话语的里面能够生根建造。
We can be rooted in your words.
我们能够更体贴上帝你的心意。
So that we can get closer to your heart.
愿意跟你同行。
And walk with you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天跟大家一起分享的经文是马太福音。
Today we're going to share with I'm going to share with you the message in the book of Matthew.
从十三章的第十节到十七节。
13, in chapter 13, verses 10 to 17.
我给了他一个题目。
I give it a title.
叫比喻乃通往上帝的天国蓄以世人网络。
The title is the parable is the unique spiritual VPN for God's people.
这一点我相信大家应该在过去几年并不陌生。
And I think you won't be too, a stranger to this title.
因着这个疫情的缘故。
Because of COVID, or the pandemic.
很多的人他们后来都变成在家中来到工作。
A lot of people has to work from home.
所以突然我们发现我们对于这个网络的要求有很大的要求。
So we know that we have a big demand on the internet.
很多的公司包括可能你现在工作的公司也允许你用网络来连到他们公司里面。
A lot of companies allow you to connect to your company's computer network.
继续来到完成你们每一天的工作。
And to perform your daily work.
但是是怎么样连线呢？这个是很重要的一个课题。
But how to make that connection is very important.
VPN, Virtual Private Network, 就是我们现在最流行的一种的连线的方法。
And VPN is the most popular way to make connections.
什么叫去私人网络了。
Well, what is this VPN?
VPN 有没有人用过？
Anyone use VPN?
每天都在用。
Someone use it every day.
为什么公司要提供这个连线的方法给我？
But why,
给一个员工呢？
But why does the company give this kind of a technology to the employees?
因为如果当我们工作的时候，我们要连到公司里面的数据库的里面的时候。
Because when you are connecting from your home computer to the company's computer, the database.
它是连到其他公司的同事。
Or connecting to other colleagues in your company.
大家都不在公司同一个地方了。
And you are not in the same company, same place.
于是乎。
So.
我们就需要每一个人连到公司的 server, 这个服务器的上面。
So we have got to connect to the company's server.
然后怎么样呢？
And then what?
大家就能够交通。
So that they can communicate with each other and talk to each other.
交换档案。
And so they can exchange files.
这是很普遍的事情。
So this is what happened.
这个是我们现在有的世界的环境了。
And this is what's happening in the world.
但是要通过这个联络的网络。
But if you're connecting to this server.
有一个很大的一个挑战。
And there's a big challenge there.
就是我们要通过一个很大的东西叫互联网。
And we have to go through something that is very big. It is called the internet.
问题就在哪里了。
And the problem is right there.
互联网是什么东西呢？
What is the internet?
基本上就好像你跑到街上面。
It's just like when you're walking on the street.
在街上面你碰到什么人呢？
Well, you bump into someone.
当然可能你碰到牧师了。
Or maybe you bump into the pastor.
你碰到弟兄姐妹了。
Or you bump into brothers and sisters.
但是最多你碰见的是谁啊？
But most of all, who will you be bumping into?
你们住在 Oshawa, 肯定很小机会碰到我啦。
You're living in Oshawa, so there's very slim chance that you'll bump into me.
对不对？ Yes. 上一期我来讲到，最后讲完之后，就一个小时之后再讲 Mark 跟他见面了。
That's Teresa, because I bumped into her 1 hour after I delivered my message.
但是通常来说，我不住在你们的地区，你根本上碰不到我的，碰到的都是其他的人。
But I'm not living in your neighborhood, so there's a very slight chance that you'll bump into me. You'll bump into someone else.
绝大部分的都是你不认识的人。
A lot of them are strangers.
还有，特别是你们的牧师，我以前都是做网络管理的。
Well, I myself was an IT professional.
我其中的一个工作。
One of my jobs.
就是在我以前在大学里面工作的。
I was working at the university.
我的主要工作就是把所有大学里面关于我那个部门的电脑都让它来到做一些黑盒的一种的工具。
Black box?
Yeah.
Well, my job was to build a black box for my department.
所以所有在网络上面的也同样的情况。
So it's the same as for internet.
因为有很多的人根本上不知道他们是谁。
Because we don't know any of a lot of them.
如果我们完全没有预备防止我们的资料通过这个网络的时候给其他人能够得到的话，
If we don't safeguard our data,
我们公司的很多机密就变成很容易流出来了。
And then our company's secrets might be will become public.
当然，以马内环金星会的讲道流出来没有问题啦，很喜欢你们听。
If you allow the sermon from the church to go on the internet, it is a good thing.
但是如果你所传递的资料是银行的资料的话
，But if you are transmitting your banking details,
你会怎么样啊
？And what's going to happen?
刀明峰说
，Take for example,
刚刚书在网络登记了
，Now Sue registered on the internet.
也登记到他的户口里面
，And then talking about her account.
但是我怎样的人
？I'm same old. This is who I am.
我怎样的客卡？我很小的，怎么样拿到你的资料的
？And if I am a hacker, I can easily get the information.
那我的训练就是拿你的东西嘛，偷你的东西嘛。
And my training was to hack into and then take your data.
如果他不用这个 VPN 的话
，If he doesn't use the VPN,
就很容易我拿到他的资料。
So it will be very easily.Taking your personal information from
me, 冒充是他
and then I can pretend to be her.
然后把他所有的金钱
and then I'll take
的全到不是我的户口里面
take her all her money.
刻刻其中一个方法就把钱卷到其他人的户口里面，再卷多次，然后最终卷到他要去的地方。
And a hacker will take her money, transfer to a couple of other accounts, and then finally to the destination that the hackers wanted.
在过去几年的里面
，So in the last few years，
再有这样的东西 ，VPN 的出现了。
So we have this thing called VPN that came about。
这个虚拟网络
，This VPN，
主要就是把所有的其他人排除
，And basically just exclude other people。
只有指定的人
，It's only those who authorize。
就是你公司指定的员工
，So it's authorized by the company。
按照公司的规定。
And according to the rules set up by the company.
然后把他们一个一个连到公司的网络的上面。
And then individually they connect them to the server.
于是乎他们就可以交通。
So that they can communicate.
可以送档案。
So they can exchange files.
可以开会。
And they can have meetings.
啊，可以用，你们是用什么的 ？Zoom 对不对？你们用 Zoom， OK？
So you can use Zoom.
啊，我不用 Zoom 的。
I don't use Zoom.
我用 Google Chat, Google Room, OK?
So I use other things called Google Chat.
你说我喜欢微软的，我用 Teams, 对不对
？So if you want Microsoft, you use Teams.
如果你不在这个公司的规定的人的里面的话
，If you are not someone authorized by the company,
你不在这个群体里面，根本上你连想去也有问题。
If you are not in that group, you cannot access the information.
主要就是把公司的需要知道公司资料的人
，So it's only those who need to know，
能够让他们能够知道公司里面的运作和有他的资料
，So that they can know how the company operates and the data within。
这个就是 VPN 的作用
，And that is the function of the VPN。
当然 ，VPN 还有另外一个作用，年轻人很晓得的。
Firstly, is another functions that the young people would know about VPN.
打网络游戏，对不对
？And so they can play games on the computer.
那年轻人应该知道了，对不对
？So those youngster he would know.
牧师也知道的，你们用 stream server， 对不对
？So you use stream.
And the stream server 里面给你们很多的买卖的，让你父母也不知道的。
The stream server has a lot of microtransactions.
我要买两个武器来打。
I need to buy this weapon to fight.
对，对不对？你也有 ，OK。
嗯，上面也是。
啊，他的儿女们。
So if
为什么我今天谈到这一点呢
？So why am I talking about this today？
如果你们还记得在去年的十一月的时候
，If you remember last November，
我曾经来到大家当中
，I came here，
讲过一堂道
，And I preached。
那堂道是讲什么
？And what was that？ What was that was preaching？
已经专门考我们的记性的。
Why are you testing our memory？
年纪大了吗
？We are getting older。
好，年纪大我没问题，我提醒大家一点吧。
Okay, we are getting older, but I can remind you。
这是马太福音第十三章。
I was talking about Matthew chapter 13。
那次我来到大家当中讲到的时候，我讲到的经文有一点特别。
And last time when I was here, the passage that I chose was a little bit peculiar.
是之前十三章的第一节到第九节。
And it's in chapter 13, verses 1 to 9.
还有第十八节到二十三节。
And 18 to 23.
可以 漏下中间的一部分。
Deliberately left out the one in the middle.
结果就是今天为什么我在来的时候跟大家讲解一段经文。
And that is why I came here today. I'll share with you this passage.
这段经文很多人来到按照和合本的标题就说比喻的目的。
And then according to the Union Bible, the title they are given is the purpose of parables.
首先这个标题不是经文的一部分，是翻译的人他的标题。
So first of all, the title is not a part of the Bible, it's just someone, the translator added to the Bible.
准确不准确呢？
How accurate it is?
让我们最后看看吧，好吧？
Let's see.
但是先前我们所读的这个十三章第一节到第九节的经文呢？
So in chapter 13, verses 1 to 9,
跟十八到二十三节，
and verses 18 to 23,
是我们很熟悉的一个比喻。
This is a very familiar parables to us.
这个比喻叫撒种的比喻，这个是和合本的标题。
This is the title is called the parable of the sower。
英语圣经的翻译的翻得很准确，和合本的翻译的不太准确了。
And the Union Bible didn't translate it quite well, but the English one is better.
按照英语的翻译，这个比喻并不是光讲到撒种。
And according to the English translation, it is not actually about the seeds.
它漏掉一个字。
And something is missing.
哪个字
？What is it?
撒种。人的比喻
，It's not the seed, it's the sower.
所以英语说是 sower 撒种人，并不是说到即那一个种子是什么。
So the parable is talking about the sower, not the seeds.
因此，在过去多年里面
，So in the past number of years，
在我们华人教会里面讲到这一段经文
，So a lot of times in the Chinese churches，
所有的我听过的，可能有个别了。
Almost all of them, there may be exceptions.
都是专注在这个种子的问题。
They are all focusing on the seeds.
然后把这段经文解释成为什么东西呢？
And then explain this passage to become.
这是解释到全福音。
And talk about how you preach, how you share the
gospel. 对不
对？
Right? 你是不是听过这样的讲的？
So I'm sure that you've heard about that.
全福音，我们去到全福音。全福音，福音就是这个种子啊。
So when we're going to preach the gospel, the seed is the gospel.
啊，撒，
and then we just sow.
然后怎么样
？And then what happened?
就有不同的回应了。
So there will be different responses.
对不对
？Right.
这段经文到底上面是不是讲解个东西了
？So is this parable actually talking about that?
还记得吗？我上期所讲的是什么
？You remember what I said last time?
听说没？这段经文主题不是讲全福音的。
Brother and sister, this passage is not talking about preaching the gospel.
这一段经文是讲到有关这个撒种人他的态度、心态是怎么样的。
It talks about the attitude of the sower.
所以，如果现在你手上的圣经是你的话，请你住下来，再不要把它卷住。这个是讲全福音的，并不是讲全福音的。
So I hope that you are going to see for yourself. This is not talking about how to preach the gospel.
是讲到这个种子的主人他的心地是怎么样的。
It's talking about the owner of the seeds and talking about his attitude.
他是怎么样的一位主人呢
？What kind of owner is this?
他撒种的并不是有什么区别的，看谁。讲喜欢的讲多一点，是不是讲呢
？It's not showing favoritism that you know if he likes someone, he talks about more.
他出到外面，只要是他的田地。
It's not like that when he go out to the field. As long as this is his field.
不论这个田地的情况，地土是情度是怎么样
？Regardless of the type of soil it is,
他都愿意撒出去。
He just sow.
有没有留意到
？Have you
然后就撒到四种地。在不同的土地土地上面
and then they talk about the four types of soil the seed land on
那四种的土地啊
what are those four types
好你们知道告诉周吧 OK 他知道答案，我不讲了。
So Joe knows the answer, so I'm not going to repeat.
否则的话，今天我的讲到了两点钟，你们也走不出去。
Or else the sermon is not going to end until 2 o'clock.
原来在马太福音的里面
，In the book of Matthew.
到十三章的里面，让你跟我来到学习怎么了解这位撒种的主人的心。
In chapter 13, it is to understand the intention and the attitude of the sower.
因此，所以当我们读马太福音的时候
，So when we are reading when we read the book of Matthew,
从马太福音的第二章开始
，from the second chapter,
一直到马太福音的二十八章
，until chapter 28,
有一个字经常出现的
，and there's one word that happens all the time,
就是听
，and that is sky.
Ah, cool.
Sky.
Cool. 听
Oh no, listen.
让我们来到听出上帝他的心意
So you have to listen to the voice of God.
来到按照他的心意来活
So you can live according to his will.
所以这一段经文这个比喻也同时是告诉我们你跟我能不能够听完这个比喻之后
So it's after you have listened to my explanation of this parable.
能够明白这位主人的良心，他的心意是何等的宽大。
So that you can understand how big a heart the sower, the owner is.
所以这个是主题啊。
So that is the main theme.
第十三章一到九节跟十八到二十三节。
So 13, 1 to 9, 22,
我讲过了。
I talked about that.
那么为什么中间要加这一段经文呢
？So what happens? Why is the middle passages is added?
那么我们现在看一下，好吧
？So let's take a look at that. Today.
我们分开三个部分。
We talk about it in three sections.
啊，是应该两个大部分。
But the two main sections.
三个小点 ，OK.
And three sub points.
来跟大家一起来到。小心掌握这段经文主题是什么东西
？So that we know the main theme of this passage.
如果你看不懂这段经文
，If you don't understand this passage，
我可以很肯定
，And then I can assure you，
你做不成基督徒。
You have a hard time to become a，
甚至会影响到你是不是能够回到上帝的里面。
And it might even affect whether you can be going to
因为这个经文是让我们明白到比喻的运作。
Because this is how you understand parables.
我们一起来看吧，好吧
？So let's take a look.
第一部分，十三章第十节。
So first, chapter 13, verse 10.
我这里给了一个标题。
I gave it a title.
叫为何不广为人知了
？Why don't you make it known to everyone?
我们一起读吧，好吧
？Let's read this together.
第十三章的十节
，Chapter 13, verse 10。
门徒近前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”奇怪啊
！It's very strange。
很奇怪的。
It's very strange。
奇怪在哪里呢
？Well, how strange is that？
我不是说这些门徒他们奇怪。
I'm not saying that the disciples.
应该是耶稣很奇怪。
I think it's Jesus.
你们是一般怎么样的门徒了
？So what kind of disciples are you?
刚刚我跟你们讲完第一章一节到第九节这个撒种人的比喻。
I've just told you the parable of the sower.
你们就马上进来。
And then you came to me immediately.
问我的。
And ask me.
不是问这个比喻的内容意思。
You were not asking the meaning of the parable.
他们问什么东西
？What did they ask?
他们问的。
They ask.
为什么用比喻呢
？How come you're using parables?
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这个情况类似是什么情况
？So what is it similar? The situation similar to?
我以前是读中国文学的。
And in the past, I studied the Chinese literature.
读中国文学里面有很多不同的文体我们需要读
So there are many different literature styles that we have to study
当我们读中国文学有一首诗歌一定读的对不对
So there's one poem that we all learn
这叫正夜思。
This is called the silent night.
Oh, silent night. Okay. 读过吗？是谁的？
Who wrote this?
李白，对不对？
李白，没错吧？ Right.
小到背吧。
Do you know how to recite this?
小到背的背一遍吧，好吧。
So whoever can recite, recite it once.
我害怕背错，所以我看看是什么东西。好，我们一起背一起吧，好吧。床前明月光，疑是地上霜。举头望明月，低头思故乡，对不对？你也晓得读了。
So everyone knows how to recite, and I don't want to translate.
老师应该说好了，我们可以下课了。OK，
so,
你们懂了。
So we all know.
是不是这样
？Is it right？
当然不是啦。
It's not。
读中国文学第一样的东西是学习这个文体怎么样写出来。
So when the first thing in the Chinese literature, you know in what style it was written.
然后我们就看诗歌怎么样来表达诗人他的意思吗？
After we understand, we read the poem, we try to understand why the poet wrote that poem.
读这个文学最高警戒是什么东西？
The highest level of studying literature is.
读完之后。
After you read this.
你能够透过这个文章。
And you can, through what is written,
这个作品,
and that, that article,
能够跟这个作者通大家有一些共同喜欢的东西。
So you can find commonality between you and the writer.
中文说共鸣。
And it is called in the same wavelength.
有个 technical term 的叫 resonance.
Resonance.It's a technical, more accurate term.
要回应的。
So you can respond
对不对?
to that. You can show resonance, right?
门徒听完耶稣讲这个撒种的比喻，他并不求这个比喻里面的意思，他倒过来求问为什么你用比喻。
And after they just listened to the parables, they didn't come and ask what's the meaning of the parable. Rather, they ask, why are you using parables?
就好像读唐诗的时候，读完《正夜思》，然后你就跟你的老师说：“为什么今天要教诗歌
？”So just like going to the Chinese literature class, and after learning the poem, you ask the teacher, "Why are you teaching poems?"
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
四个字可以描述他们的心态。
So it shows something of themselves.
完全不明。
So they do not understand.
根本上不明白这个讲。这个比喻的人他的动机是什么东西
So they don't even understand what the motive of is using parables.
基本上
So basically,
门徒的了解就是
So this is the disciples' understanding.
耶稣你出来传道的
Well, Jesus, you came and preached the gospel.
传道最重要的目的是什么
So what is the most important thing about preaching?
你们有没有问过牧师你传道的目的是什么
？Have you ever asked your pastor the purpose of your teaching？
啊，陈牧师不在啊，那。
Well, Reverend Chen is not here.
你下去问他吧。
So next time you can ask him.
陈牧师
，Reverend Chen，
你传道的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of preaching？
啊，你不要给他答案了，我现在先给答案给你。
Well, don't give him the answer, but I'm going to give you the answer.
如果他的回话是这样。
And if he answered like this,
我希望更多人能够明白神的心意。
I want more people to understand the will of God.
好的。
It's good.
如果
If
他的回应是
If his response is
我希望教会有更多的人来。
I want to have more people coming to the church.
能够叫聚更多的人来啊。
And then I can call for more people to come.
我曾经听过一个牧者曾经这样说。
And I have heard one pastor who said this.
你看看不得弟兄姐妹看到你们左右有没有空位置啊
？And he asked, "Well, brothers and sisters, take a look at your life right and your left to see if there are empty seats."
有没有 Lisa 你们旁边？ Teresa, 你好像有，好像有。
Teresa,
Joe, 你也有啊。
Joe, and there's one empty seat beside Joe.
Sue 刚刚进来的时候。
And when Sue just walked in,
他旁边有没有空位置啊？
And this, can she find an empty seat?
他有挤出哪里啊？
And then she pointed out to that.
全部是说。
And then Reverend Chen
我希望把这些座位填满，填满人。
I want to fill up all the seats.
那么
？And then，
我不点了。
So I'm going to give you that, but I'm not going to say it.
你们有没有录音的？有的。OK。
So
那么他一眼可以看到刚才的答案，对不对
？So you can see the answer.
耶稣的门徒。看到耶稣讲道用比喻
，So Jesus' disciple they know that Jesus starting to use parables.
连他们自己也不懂的
，Well they don't even understand.
其他人听到之后会懂不懂呢
？And what about the other people? Would they understand?
其他人听也不懂的话
，And the other people if they listen and they don't understand?
那么怎么能够叫去更多的人呢
？Then how can you call for collect more people？
耶稣，你需要来到叫去更多的人，来到跟随你，那么你的欢迎程度就高了吗
？Now Jesus, you have to get more people so that you can become more popular.
那你用比喻的话，只不过是让更多人不明白啊。
But if you are starting to use parables, the only thing is that more people won't understand.
这个有违。你出来传道的原意啊
？Does it go against the original purpose that you preach？
但是到底他们这些门徒明不明白耶稣传道的原意是什么
？But do the disciples understand the original purpose of Jesus preaching？
弟兄姐妹，你跟我明不明白上帝把这个福音传给我们的原意是什么东西
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand why God has given you this gospel？
让你们坐满全席啊
！So he says to fill in all the empty seats.
还是让人能够回到上帝了
？Or have people to repent and go in front of God.
人能不能够明白上帝的心意
？Can we human being understand the will of God?
这个是最重要的事情。
And that is the most important.
如果你不能够明白上帝的心意
，If you don't understand the will of God,
那么你回上帝哪里干什么
？And why do you need to go in front of God?
因为我老了。
Oh, it's because I'm old.
我有病啊。
And I'm sick.
所以我希望到天堂啊。
So I want to go to heaven.
不要受苦了。
So that I don't have to suffer.
如果你是这样的想法。
If you think that way.
对不起，这个不是上帝的意思。
Unfortunately, I can tell you that is not the will of God.
上帝的意思是让属于他的子民能够在天国里面跟他交心生活。
And the will of God is that His believer followers can communicate with him in his kingdom.
门徒，你们在这里这样的一问，到暴露出你们的对主耶稣的心明不明白
？So the answers are the questions from the disciple expose their attitude, whether they understand what Jesus is talking about.
所以他们来这样问耶稣了。
So that's why they ended up asking Jesus that.
为什么你用比喻说
？Why are you using parable？
要说的话
，If you need to say something，
说一些其他人喜欢的东西吗
？So say something that people like。
大家欢迎你的事情吗
？So they will welcome what they.
大家喜欢听的内容吗
？So they want what they want to hear。
我们来做一个单口喜剧更好了，对不对
？Let's do some
stand up comedy。
Stand up comedy，
对不对
？Right。
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在基督教里面有多少的人，包括传道人、牧师是这样做了
？So a lot of the pastors, even reverends, they are doing exactly the same thing.
哗众取宠
，They just exaggerate so that they can get more people.
讨人喜悦
，So they were trying to please people.
全都是圣经不允许的事情。
And what they preach about those that forbidden in the Bible.
但今天的基督徒最喜欢做的就是这样。
But that is the things that most Christians like to do.
因为他们有一个错误的神学。
Because they have a wrong theology.
人越多
，so the more the people，
我们越成功
，we are more successful.
耶稣是这样的吗
？Is Jesus like that？
不
，No，
耶稣不是这样的。
So he's not like that.
耶稣连行神迹也很有贵限的。
And then even that when Jesus performed miracles in a very limited way.
他和献祭自己做神学神迹的。
He limited himself to perform miracles.
有没有听过耶稣曾经说
？Have you ever remembered that what Jesus?
当他行神迹之后
，When he performed the miracle,
他最出名的一句话是什么
？And there was one very famous saying that he would use.
不要告诉人是谁为你做的。
Do not tell anyone who did this to you.
今天的教会是怎么样
？But today's church.
告诉其他人啊，是我们教会来到为你们施行迹的。
So go and tell all the people that this church that performed the miracle for you.
为什么这样大的分别
？How come there's such a big difference?
属神的人
，because those belong to Christ.
能够明白神的心意
，understand the heart of God.
不属于神的人
，and those who belong to God.
按照自己的意思来做了。
They will act according to their own will.
圣经约表你不要做的。
And what is forbidden in the Bible?
但当他们发现原来普世的人喜欢的话
，And then he discovered this is what the rest of the world like.
他们就确立来做。
And then they will decide to follow the world.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
教会最主要的事情
，The most important ministry of the church
是让信徒真正属于神的人
，is for those real Christians
一同来学习。
Is to learn,
来到透过圣灵
and through the Holy Spirit,
来到明白上帝的心意
to understand the will of God.
因此，所以每一个属于神的子民
so everyone that belongs to God,
必定是要有一样东西
there has to be one thing,
在他们上面里面
inside them,
是什么
What is that?
圣灵在他里面
the Holy Spirit reside
没有圣灵
Without the Holy Spirit,
你根本上不能够明白上帝。
You will not be able to understand God.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你拥有这个上帝所赐予的圣灵在我们生命里面吗
？Do you have this Holy Spirit with you?
还有一个重点的
，And there's another point.
就是为什么耶稣讲到要用比喻
？Why Jesus used parable?
就跟着以下告诉我们了。
And then is this what he said in the following?
原来有一些东西他不愿意其他的人知道。
There's something that he doesn't want other people to know.
只希望属于神的子民知道。
It's only for those who belongs to God that will know.
所以从十一节到十七节，他就介绍这一方面的问题。
So 11 to 17 is he talk about this particular point.
我给了他一个题目。
I give it a title.
叫属神的子民独有的神国 VPN.
So that is the unique spiritual VPN for God's people.
用比较长的一点的解释。
So it's going to be a little bit long explanation.
神为每一个属于他的子民
，God prepared for every children.
都安葬了这个。跟神能够联络的虚拟网络的联络。
God has set up a personal spiritual VPN for every children of His.
这个 VPN 没办法给你打游戏的。
And you cannot play games with this VPN.
没办法给你连到你公司的网络上面。
It's not going to be connected to your company's server.
但是这个连线能够保证你能够准确连到天国的天父的身上面。
But this particular VPN gives you a direct line to God in heaven.
过程里面，圣灵就担当这个加密跟解密的功能了。
And the Holy Spirit plays the role of the encryption and decryption.
所以我们必须要拥有这个圣灵，才能够准确摸。触摸到上帝的心意。
So we have to have the Holy Spirit before you can actually understand God's will.
不是我讲的，我们
It's not what I said.
看一下。
Let's take a look.
从第十一节我们可以去读，好吧？读到第十七节。
Verses 11 to 17.
让大家精神起来了。
So let's raise our spirit.
我们去读了。耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。”不叫他们知道，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的， 连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白，在他们身上正应了以赛亚书的预言说，你们听也听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见了，耳朵听见了，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了，你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知异人要看你们所看的，却没有看见，要听你们所听的，却没有看见。首先，这里有三个要点在这一段经文里面。
So in this passage, there are three main points.
第一点
，First，
只有你们能够有一个通往天国奥秘的连线。
So only you have this unique spiritual VPN that is directly connected to the heaven.
所以第十一节就这样说了。
So that's what it says in verse 11.
因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom has been given to you, but not to them.
奥秘是什么东西呢？
What is a mystery? What is secrets?
很多神学家做了很多的定义。
A lot of theologians give them a very definition.
在新约圣经里面
，In the New Testament，
奥秘这个字词用了28次。
The word secrets appeared 28 times.
除了在马太福音这里13:11。
So one time in Matthew chapter 13.
马可福音4:11。
And Mark 4:11。
路加福音8:10。
And Luke 8:10。
然后在启示录里面都用了四次。
And then it happens in the book of Revelation 4 times.
其他21次都是在保罗书信里面出现的。
And the other 21 times happened in the epistles of Paul.
那么意思就是从福音书里面没有特意把这个奥秘来到做一个定义。
So what that means is that the gospel didn't really go into the details of what the secret is.
新约圣经最后一卷也没有太多的解释。
And even in the last book of the New Testament, it didn't have a lot of explanation.
当我们查保罗的21次的使用
，But when we study the epistles of Paul,
也没有告诉我们是什么东西。
And it didn't tell us either.
那么那些神学家他们做出来的解释是什么东西呢
？So what are the theologians? What do they come up with?
我不知道他们做什么东西。
I have no idea what they do.
我只知道奥秘就是奥秘。
The only thing I know is a secret is a secret.
所以一阵子你们不要问我什么是奥秘了。
So don't ask me what the secret is.
就是奥秘它的字词的本身有一个。意义藏在它里面的。
The intrinsic value, there is something that is intrinsic to the word secret.
就是说有一些东西要盖起来的。
So it's something that has to be covered up.
盖起来。
So it has to be covered up.
盖起来的意思就是什么意思呢
？So what does cover up mean?
什么东西你要把它盖起来的
？So what do you need to cover up?
就是家里面那个藏在你的床下的一个盒子里面有100万的，你就把它藏在哪里了？
So you have something like $1,000,000, you're trying to cover it.
你就盖起来了。
And you cover it up,
对不对
？Right.
有一些东西很重要的，不是不希望其他人知道的。
So maybe there's something that is important that you don't want other people to know.
你就盖起来了。
And then you cover it concealed.
有些东西你不希望其他人知道的。
There's something that you do not want
to know,
and then you cover it.
天国的有些东西盖起来了。
And the kingdom of heaven, there's something that you need to cover.
意思就是说，上帝不希望任何人知道的。
That means that God doesn't want anyone to know.
但是
，But
谁可以知道了
？Who can know?
除了这个奥秘的主人可以知道之外
，So it's only the owner of this mystery that who knows.
就是这个奥秘的主人所希望和信得过的人才能够知道。
So it's also the whoever the owner have confidence in and wanted them to know, they can also know.
你说牧师也不太明白啊，是什么东西？我举一个例子给大家。
So you may be saying the pastor still don't understand. Let me give you an example.
你还记得你？约会的时候，喂，什么东西
？So do you still remember when you're dating？
是不是有很多时候你跟你的女朋友还是男朋友来到清谈的，对不对
？So you will take time to talk to your girlfriend or boyfriend。
希望你跟你的太太、跟你的丈夫也是这样啊。
Hopefully they will be doing the same for your husband and wives。
有一次
，One time。
他你的男朋友或者女朋友带你出到外面跟他的朋友一起见面了。
And then your boyfriend or your girlfriend takes you to see his or her friends.
然后呢在约会的时候呢很多朋友在你的身边。
So in that gathering, there's a lot of people.
大部分都是你男朋友或者你女朋友认识的朋友。
你像 most of them are just the friends of your partner.
他们讲他们的东西
，They talk about among themselves.
但是
，But，
因为你是一个陌生人嘛
，Because you're an outsider.
第一次跟他们见面，不太认识的。
You see them for the first time. You don't really know them.
那么你的不太愿意跟其他人讲话。
So you will not likely to talk to them openly.
打个比方说
，So for example，
我的女朋友就跟我说了
，And my girlfriend told me.
他看到我有个朋友啊
，and he saw someone.
啊，他一讲话
，whenever he
又大声
，and she talks loudly.
内容没有什么意义
，and it's all a meaningless talk.
我们中国人说就他吹牛。
Basically, they say blowing his own horn.
他不太喜欢他
，he doesn't like him.
然后你的女朋友会不会跟你说
？And then your girlfriend talked and then said.
我不喜欢他，会不会这样的
Would she be yelling and say I don't like him?
一定不会的。
Of course not.
他会怎么样
？What would she do?
他走到你身边
，and then he go to beside you.
然后
，and then
轻心来说
，and whisper in your ears lightly.
我不太喜欢他。
I don't really like him.
很吵啊
！It's too loud.
他吹牛了。
He's blowing his own horn.
你还要他做你的朋友吗
？You still want to become friends with him?
他是这样说话的。
Yeah, she will be talking like that.
这就是奥秘。
And that is a secret.
在芸芸的人群里面，他不愿其他人听到、看到他心里面对你的朋友的评价。
So among all these people, she doesn't really want to anyone else to know her feeling to this particular friend.
他只希望你一个人明白他就足够了。
She only wants you, only you to know.
明白吗
？So now you understand.
上帝给我们圣灵。
God given us the Holy Spirit,
让我们准确来到了解他的心意
，so that we can know His will, correctly.
应该得救的人
，for those who have to be saved.
应该知道上帝的心意的人
，so those who need to know the will of God.
上帝就使用这个天国的虚拟网络告诉你
，and God will use this spiritual VPN from heaven to let you know.
话却出来了。
So it's now opened up.
但听得明白的人只有你。 因为你是上帝所指定的人。
But only you understand because you're chosen.
所以天国的奥秘是用比喻的主要传递的目的。比喻的作用。
So the purpose of a parable.
就是希望把这个奥秘传给上帝要那些需要知道这个奥秘的人。
So through the parables, God will reveal his heart to those who need to know.
简单来说，这就是谈私密的一个情况，谈一些 secret。
This is basically this is what's talking about, what's talk about secret.
这个第一点。
So this is the first point, second point.
十三节的十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
在你们的讲道大纲里面。
In the outline that you have.
我重新把它翻译过来。
And I translated once again.
和合本是这样说的。
And this is what the Union Bible said.
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
And in the NIV it says, whoever has will given more, and he will have in abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him.
我很喜欢 New English Translation 的。
I like the New English Translation.
在你们这个大纲里面也有写的。
And this is in your outline that you have on your hand.
他是这样写的。
And he translated this way.
For whoever has will be given more and will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. 有没有留意到这一句话在最初头有一个英语的词叫 whoever?
So there is a word that is to start the sentence whoever.
就是无论谁人的意思。
So who is whoever?
所以我重新的翻译是这样的。
So I give it a new translation.
任何一个人当想获得、有想追求的，这一个人就被那施予和更加丰盛。
So whoever wants more will be given more.
任何一个人当不想获得的、不想追求的，这一个人原本已经有的，就会从他那里被拿走。剥夺。
So whoever doesn't desire it, it will be taken away. Whatever he has will be taken away.
这两句话是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
基本上是把一句话把它打过来说多一遍。
So basically, the same wordings, the same meaning, but it's just on the flip side.
那么一定就很重要了。
So it becomes very important.
包括两方面了，全部。
So it covers both sides, so that is very important.
意思就是说。当一个人
what does it mean? It means when someone
他有一颗不断追求上帝的心意生命在他里面的
when he has a desire to go after to understand God
上帝保证给他更多
and God is guaranteed to give him more
让他更多明白的
so that he can understand more
如果当一个人他完全不愿意追求神的
and if someone that doesn't really have any interest in knowing God
就算他好像也能够分享其中一部分
So even though he might be able to explain to share part of it
我们上帝真的很好的
Our God is wonderful
你不愿意追求他的
And he said if you don't really want
你不要救恩的
If you don't want the salvation
你不相信他的
You don't believe in him
他保证你一定不能够相信他
He guarantees that you won't believe
好不好
Is it not wonderful?
这样的神非常好啊
So it's good
我曾经年轻的时候，在我家楼下有一个吸毒的人。
When I was young, there is someone that is addicted to drug.
每一次我下学的时候，就见到他在吸毒的。
And every time when I went home from school, I saw him taking drugs.
每一次他看到我的，他就会这样说的。
And every time that he saw me, he would say,
对不起，对不起。
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
你过我才吸毒吧。
So you can go and then afterwards I will take my drug.
然后有一次我忍不住了，我跟他说。
And then it's one time I cannot stand that anymore and I said to him,
先生
Sir,
吸毒啊。
Are you taking drugs?
可能你觉得是废话了，那他现在吸毒，你还问他做吸毒？
It's just a useless word because you can say it yourself.
我说吸毒不好的。
I said taking drugs is not good.
不要吸毒了。
Don't take drugs anymore.
你猜他怎么回答我？
And you know how he answered me?
他跟我说。
He said,
年轻人。
Young people.
你也不要吸毒。
And do not become addicted to drugs.
不过我很喜欢吸毒。
But I like to take drugs.
你随我吧。
And just let me be.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人是很可怜的。
We are a poor being.
神看到我们怎样的情况。
We are pathetic, even
God knows what we are.
We are in sins.
上帝希望把我们从罪当中拔出来。
And God really wants us to take us out of the sin.
如果你愿意接受的话，
If you're willing to accept,
上帝把他的灵放在你里面。
And God will put His Holy Spirit
in you. 如果很愿意离开这个罪的，
And then you're willing to leave the sin.
但是如果你不愿意的，
But if you do not want it,
上帝要保证你。你不能够，你个永远的不愿意都可以存在。
And then God will guarantee that your unwillingness will last forever.
这是这句话的意思。
And this is the meaning of this
verse. 原来用比喻，
but he's using a parable.
是保证一个情况。
Using the parables is to guarantee one thing.
能够准确了解上帝心意的人，他必定能够准确了解，并且能够准确到一个程度，奉奉圣圣的来准确的了解。
For those who would like, who wants to understand the will of God.Will understand the will of God and understand it abundantly.
最后一样，十三节。
So last thing, verse 13.
耶稣这样说。
Jesus said.
所以我用比喻对他们说，啊，讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
And verse 13, this is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they will not see. Though hearing, they will not hear or understand.
他告诉我们，比喻要有个特性。
He told us that there is one main characteristic of parables.
叫排他性。
He's talked about the exclusivity of parables.
排他性。
Exclusivity.
意思是上帝的他的消息，他讲话是公开的，所有人都能够听到的。
What does it mean? It means that God's word is proclaimed to everyone.
但因为是用比喻的方式来到传递出来，
But because it is through parables,
有些人听到了，
and someone hear it,
也不知道你说什么，
and he doesn't understand.
弟兄姐妹，
so brothers and sisters,
简单来说，
to talk about this very briefly,
一个不相信主的人，
someone who doesn't believe in God,
没有圣灵的人，
who doesn't
没有这个天国的虚以网络的人，
who doesn't possess this spiritual VPN,
就算你把整本圣经背得烂烂熟熟的，
even though you can recite the whole Bible,
你也看不通里面所说的，
and you don't understand the meaning of it,
看不通的，
you won't be able to understand.
表面你可以很熟悉里面的说话，
on the surface you may know the Bible very well,
但是他看不通里面的所讲的内容。
They would not be able to understand what it says.
曾经我认识一个牧师。
One time I knew of a pastor.
请他来我的教会讲道。
I asked him to come and preach in my church.
很少机会我不到外面讲道。不过我哪一天我同坐在哪里。
And it's not very common that I would sit there and listen to other preachers, but that day I happened to be there.
然后他讲道的时候。
And when he was preaching.
吓我一跳。
And it very surprised me.
他选的经文是诗篇。
He's chosen something from the Book of Psalms.
他讲到不用圣经的。
And when he preached, he didn't use the Bible.
没有讲稿的。
And there's no
他走出来。
And he came
out. 经文要背出来。
And he can recite the Bible.
讲到的讲稿又很流利的讲出来。
And everything in his mind and presented fluently.
哇，所有弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
看到好像看到神一样啊。
And when they saw him, it's like seeing God.
哇，王牧师你真的厉害啊！今天请到这样的牧师来到我们教会，他一点的圣经都能没有错过的，能够背出来。
Wow, Pastor Wong is a great speaker that you found. He can recite every single verse in the Bible without any error.
但是他讲完这堂道之后，
But after he has finished the sermon,
我一点也不知道他想讲什么。
I have no idea what he talked about.
他讲的是他的话。
He talked his own thing.
一篇诗篇里面所讲的东西，完全不知道他希望说什么。
And the psalm that he was chosen, he was not even knowing what the psalm was all about.
可能是我程度不够了。
Or maybe I'm not at his level.
真的啊，诗篇不是我的主要研究。
Well, it's true because psalm is not my specialty.
但是
，But
这样的表现
that shows
能够骗到很多基督徒的。
Can deceive a lot of Christians.
计较来一次之后，我教会所有弟兄姐妹经常跟我说：“黄牧师，再请他来了，他很厉害了。”
And after that, a lot of brothers and sisters in my church say to me, "Invite him again. He's very, very good."
然后我跟他们说
，And then I said to them,
你很可以很厉害的。
Well, people can be very, very good.
今天开始
，And then
回家天天背圣经吧。
And then you can also be as good as him. Go home and start reciting the Bible.
然后我给机会你来表现一下吧。
And then later on, I'll give you the time to show it off.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我当了基督徒三十多年了。
I'm a Christian for about 30 some odd years.
做牧者也做了二十多年了。
And I've been a pastor for 20 some odd years.
我曾经遇过有很多的基督徒，包括牧师、传道人。
I've seen a lot of Christians, including pastors and reverends and leaders of the church.
他们很晓得怎么样来抓住信徒的心。
They know how to grab hold of Christians' hearts.
但是他们找不到上帝的心。
But they cannot talk about the heart of God.
比喻说到这里。
So parables.
马太福音的作者。突然想到以赛亚书里面的预言。
So when Matthew was writing the gospel, all of a sudden he thought back about the prophecy of Isaiah.
这段经文是引用以赛亚书第六章第九到第十节的经文。
So this is from the book of Isaiah chapter 6 verses 6 to 9.
要解释这段经文，我不太详细来说了。
Well, I'm not going into the details of this prophecy.
不过在这里，我把它主题说出来。
But I'll give you the main thing.
每一次在马太福音里面提到一些圣经里面怎样说的时候
，So every time when the book of Matthew says it is written,
都代表一样事情。
And there's one thing.
作者马太
，So the author Matthew,
他看到耶稣做过的事情。
He saw what Jesus had done.
他听过耶稣所说的事情。
Listened what Jesus had said.
然后他就想起来了。
And then he remembered.
原来跟旧约里面的上帝的启示连起来。
And then he can connect that to what God has said in the Old Testament.
连起什么东西呢？
And what does he what connection did he make?
为什么有些人他们听不明白呢？
Why someone listen but will not understand?
主要的原因就是以赛亚书六章九到十节里面。
The main reason is that in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 6 to 9,
听众他们的心迟钝了。
Because their heart becomes dull.
太过油蒙。
It's become dull.
变成一种僵胀的一种的情况。
It's become a gut jail.
这样的情况是什么造成的了
？So what causes that?
你跟我应该很认识的。
You and I would should be very familiar with that.
你们是吗
？You might be saying really.
你们认识的？
没有 ，you know.
你天天吃的非常好的时候，就会知道了。
Well, if you eat very well every day, then you know.
在我们当中有多少个有肥肝的这个病啊
？How many of us has
请举手吧。
不 liver fat，
有多少个人糖尿病啊
？Anyone of us has diabetes？
请举手。哦，不，我不想知道。
I don't want everyone people to know。
还有你过肥啊
？Or maybe you're obese？
有谁有这样情况
？Anyone has this situation？
当我们过的生活越来越按照自己的喜乐来到满足的话。
Whenever you when you're living your life just to gratify yourself,
你越来越对上帝的心迟钝了。
You become more dull to the will of God.
你的意思，你的主意越提高。
And your will is rising.
原本上帝给你的了解的越来越降低。
And then the original understanding of God is going to decrease.
结果高一点。
And this one goes up a little bit.
了解上帝就低一点。
Your understanding of God.
再高一点。
And when you gratify yourself,
我就已经肥甘了。
And then you become
耳朵已经很多耳油在里面了，高着我的耳朵听不清楚了。
Because there are a lot of oil inside of you that
最后什么上帝的话完全听不明。
And then in the end, you cannot hear a word of God.
你只听明你自己的意思。
You can only listen to your own will.
这就是马太所想出来的。
This is what Matthew has said.
最后到最后
，and in the end,
马太鼓励他的门徒。
So Matthew,
现在你们开始明白。
And then they understand.
为什么我要用比喻
？Why am I using parables?
比喻有怎样的特点？现在你们知道了。
So now you know and you understand why the characteristics of the Bible of parables.
你们如果是属于神的人，你们也有这个能够明白比喻的能力。
If you're a follower of Christ, you have the ability.
是过去很多先知期盼的，他们也不能够得到，但你们知道了。
It's a lot of the prophets in the past they want to know but didn't have the chance, but now you know.
那么你有没有好好使用它了？
So are you going to use it wisely?
明白吗？
Understand?
现在我们讲完十三章整个大部分的经文，一半了。
So now we have covered most of chapter 13.
如果你希望听余下的，让我在这里做个广告了，请来我们以马内利环境经会的讲道了。OK.
So if you want to know the part two, then you can invite us again.
有机会再跟大家一起分享。
I will try to share with you when the opportunity comes.
讲到最后。
Lastly,
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters,
问一下
，Let me ask you,
你有上帝所赋予给你的这个属灵的天国 VPN 吗？
Do you possess this spiritual VPN that God has given you?
让我借用我祖母所说的一句话。
Let me borrow something that my grandmother said.
我祖母经常说，如果我做一些东西不明不白的话，她就会这样批评我。
Whenever if I did something that I don't really have an idea what I why I did it,
这是广东话
and she would say,
她不懂。普通话，他只懂信会话跟广东话。他的这句话叫“做鬼都唔灵”，做鬼也不行。
It basically means that it's nothing you do is working.
弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
如果你做基督徒
，So if you are a Christian，
不明白上帝的心的话
，If you don't understand the heart, the will of God。
做鬼都唔靓。
You're just wasting your effort.
让我们一起祷告。
So let's pray.
求神给我们智慧。
We ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
天父，感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
是你创造了我们。
Because you created us.
And now you also give us the Holy Spirit. 现在也给我们圣灵，让我们能够明白你的心意。
You also endowed with the Holy Spirit so that we can understand you.
求你帮助我们每一个。
We ask for your help.
让我们听候。
So after we listen to this,
能够听到主你的主意。
We can listen to your will.
你的心思意念。
And how you think and your will.
并不是用你的说话来到装作我们好像属灵。
It's not using your words just to say that we are spiritual.
求你的带领。
We ask that you lead us.
让圣灵在我们上功效。
We ask the Holy Spirit.
明白天国的奥秘。
To lead us so that we can understand the secret of the kingdom of God.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.